Tom kept looking, and finally they threw the ropes across. The men jumped over on shore and began to pull the boat towards the dock and began to ravel the rope back and forth and back and forth. Tom glanced at his watch. It was 25 minutes of 12. That meant that if his timer on the fuse was right, and it might be off a few minutes, that the boat would go up any time. The captain says, "All right, let the gangplank down." The gangplank winged down. Tom shook his head. He says, "Captain," he says, "I underestimated you." He says, "Simply a work of miracle." He says, "I'll tell you what let's do." He says, "Well, why don't you get the men ashore?" And he says, I'll buy you a drink." He says, "Why not?" He says, "We can unload later." He says, "Come on." He says, "All right, men, surely. Be back exactly in 1 hour." The men dropped everything and left. Tom walked down. He told the boys, he says, "You wait right here." He says, "I'll be out in a minute." He walked in. He did buy the captain a drink. And he says, "You're going to have to excuse me just a minute." He went outside. He looked at his watch. It was 10 minutes of 12. He says, "Boys," he says, "come on." He said, "Where are we going, Tom?" He says, "I don't know." Jack says, "What do you mean?" He says, "I don't know where we're going." He says, "The main thing," he says, "we've got to get out of here when that ship blows up." He says, "Yakara and Oyama and everybody else will be looking for our throats." And he says, "They'll get them." He said, "Let's run, Tom." He says, "I don't know where we're going to run to, but," he says, "come on." He says, "We can't stand here." They were quite conspicuous in their clothes because everybody wore white tunics and usually a turban, and they were walking down among all the people in this small town. And finally, Tom says, "I guess we better go down to the edge of town and just wait." Jackie says, "Wait for what, Tom?" He said, "Until they find us." He says, "I don't know." He says, "I have no instructions. I have nothing to go by." Just then there was a terrific explosion. They looked above the tops of the buildings and towards the shore, and it was one big, huge flame. Tom knew that the ship and the ammunition and guns was all destroyed. And now he knew that the captain would know, and so would Oyama, what had happened. Tom says, "Come on, this way." They start running, and they stopped in front of a little tailor shop. And they, all three of them were panting, and finally Tom knew that just no idea what to do or where to go except to run and just keep running before they get caught. Just as Thomas said, "Ready to," for the boys, "let's go, let's get ready to go," there was a voice from behind the door. He'd opened the door. He says, "Come in, come in." Tom says, "Who are you?" He says, "Come in, fast." Tom says, "Come on, boys." They walked in. He says, "In the back." He says, "Quickly." They went in the back. He says, "Sit down, sit down." Tom says, "Who are you?" He says, "Never mind who I am." He says, "You're going to need clothes." He says, "Here, try this on and this." The boys began to put on these tunics and the turban. He says, "On the edge of the town," he says, "not very far out," he says, "you'll find three camels." He says, "There's provisions and water." He says, "I want you to go directly northeast and keep going." Tom said, "But I, he says, "That is all I know, and that is all I can tell you." He says, "Now go out the back door and go quickly, go quickly." About that time, there was pounding on the door. He says, "Go quickly." The man went to the door. He says, "Yes." "We're looking for a man and two young boys." He says, "Have they passed this way?" Tom was still just going out the back door. He wondered, was this one of Yakara's men leading him into a trap? Or was this one of Prince Ahmed's men trying to save him and the boys? Jackie and Tom and Skeeter were decked out in the Arabian garb so that they wouldn't be so conspicuous running down the streets in their native clothes. Tom still wondered, was this clothier a man who was sending Tom and the boys right into Yakara's camp? Or was this a friend of Prince Ahmed's? And that he didn't know, but he didn't have time to figure it out. He says, come on, let's go. And they headed out to the small oasis on the edge of town. And sure enough, when they got there, a man came out and looked. He says, the camels are ready over there. He says, go quickly. He said, how do you drive these things? Tom said, just get on. They'll get up and kick them gently in the side. So the boys got on and they began to go back and was skeezing. Woo, woo, woo. He said, boy, he said, I'm getting seasick. The man says, you know which way to go. Tom says, but where do we go and how far? He said, that I cannot tell you. Go. The whole town was in an uproar. The ship had exploded, of course, and Oyama and the rest of them were still sort of in a daze. Oyama especially, because he knew if he didn't deliver the goods that he promised Yakara, there would be trouble. Tom and Jackie headed across the desert in the burning sun, across the blazing sand. And it was very hot. Skeeter was rocking back and forth. He said, I'm getting seasick up here. Tom says, well, aren't you kind of sorry you didn't stay home? Jackie says, no, Tom. He said, I'm glad I'm right here with you. He says, Jackie, he says, that's fine to think that, but he said, I wish you were back home. He says, this is getting to be very dangerous. He says, I don't know where we're heading. He says, we may be heading right into Yakara's camp. He says, how do I know who these people are? That evening, they went to the bottom of a sand dune and made camp. They got their provisions that were supplied to them and their water, and they had a brief meal. Tom says, we're going to divide the night into three parts. He says, Skeeter, he says, I want you to climb to the top of the sand dune and watch. He says, then Jackie, and then I'll take the morning watch. So they divided the night. Skeeter tried to stay awake, and Tom gave him the first watch because he knew he probably wouldn't. But Skeeter managed, then Jackie, and finally Tom took over while the boys slept. And finally, it was daybreak over the sand dunes, and the sun was a bright red as it was coming up. It was chilly, but Tom knew the minute the sun would come up, it would get burning hot. As he was sliding down the sand dune to fix a little breakfast so they could be on their way, his eyes caught the sight of a small object, many sand dunes to the north. He crawled back up. He says, boys, he says, down. He said, I think somebody's coming. He saw someone heading his way, but not on a camel, but on an Arabian horse. And he was coming fast. Tom says, stay where you are. He pulled out his guns, both of them, lay down on the sand dune, took his hat off so he wouldn't be seen. He says, quiet. The rider came closer and closer and closer, and finally he stopped just a few feet away on top of the sand dune. Tom said, you can stay right there. The man looked down. He says, well, he says, I was wondering why I didn't see you. Tom says, who do you come from? Well, he says, I have instructions for you to follow me. Tom says, I asked you a question. He said, I cannot tell you. He said, you'll have to trust me. Tom knew that was right. What else could he do? He says, all right. He says, boys, he said, let's pack up. They got on their camels again. Skeeter was getting quite seasick now. He was getting tired of the camel, going back and forth and rolling. And finally, the man in front would stop every so often. He said, am I going too fast? Tom says, no, but could you tell me where we're going? He says, I am sorry. He says, we should be there by nightfall. And finally, they traveled through the hot desert sands and the blazing sun. Their water was almost gone, but by sunset, far in the distance, they saw a camp. Tom knew they had arrived, either to Yakara's camp or to Prince Ahmed's. The leader stopped. He says, over there is the camp. He says, follow me. Finally, when they got close enough, Tom still couldn't tell whose camp it was. He saw a number of Arabs dressed in the native costume, the tunics and so forth, and people rushing around. As Tom looked around, he realized that he was in one or the other camp. He told the boys to stay near him. The rider stopped in front of one of the big, colorful tents, and he says, "If you will come with me now." They got off their camels and went inside the tent, and it was very elegant. There was a Persian rug on the floor and pillows all around. And Tom thought this was quite elegant. He says, "Won't you sit down?" He said, "What do we sit down on?" There were no chairs or anything. Tom took a pillow and crossed his feet and sat down. Skeeter and Jackie did too. He says, "If you will wait here." Tom wondered, whose camp was this? They waited and waited what seemed like hours, but it was only a few minutes when they saw the curtain part, and out came an Arab with a tunic and a turban and an emerald in the turban that Skeeter immediately recognized. The boys jumped up. He said, "Prince Ahmed!" Tom jumped up. He says, "Prince Ahmed." Prince Ahmed rushed up. He says, "Tom," he shook his hand. He says, "Am I glad you made it?" He says, "You followed the directions." He said, "We had no choice." He says, "I gave my men specific instructions," he says, "not to reveal any information except what they were told to tell you." He says, "I knew you'd understand." Tom says, "Well, I don't know about that." He says, "I didn't know where we were." Tom says, "Now, what is this about Yakara?" "Oh, Tom," he says, "my friend." He says, "First, we eat. You're tired." He says, "I would be a very poor host," he says, "to talk business before we eat." He clapped his hands, and in a few minutes, big trays of food were brought in. Skeeter's mouth began to water. He said, "Tom," he said, "this is like being a king." Prince Ahmed laughed. He says, "In my country, you are king." He said, "Well, thank you so much." They sat down. There were several other Arabs coming to the room. Tom looked at them and he says, "Oh," he says, "these are my faithful followers." He says, "Do not worry about them." Tom was getting very curious what this was all about. Finally, after they had eaten, Tom every so often he says, "Well, did you know that we blew?" He says, "Tom, please, my friend," he says, "you are breaking the rules of my hospitality." He says, "First you shall feast and drink," he says, "and get comfortable. Then we talk business." So Tom could hardly control himself when finally they had finished. He clapped his hands and the trays of food were all taken away. And he told the men to bring in some cool water to drink. And Prince Ahmed looked over at Tom and the boys. He says, "Well, now we talk business." Tom says, "Well, Prince Ahmed, first I want to know," he says, "what is this all about?" He says, "First," he says, "Tom," he says, "I want to congratulate you." He says, "You destroyed the ammunition. Do you realize, had Yakara gotten the guns," he says, "it would be a lost cause with me." Tom says, "Well, after I found out who Oyama was and everything," he says, I had no choice." He says, "I am very grateful for that." Tom says, "Well, now, what about Yakara?" "Ah, Yakara. He has 2,000 men, at least." He says, "The worst cutthroats of the desert. He says, they've taken my land." He says, "They've shoved me to the edge of the desert." He says, "Any day there might be an attack." And he says, "Tom," he says, "I'm not able to make many more stands against Yakara." Tom says, "Well, why not? Don't you have men?" He says, "I have maybe 1,000 faithful men." He says, "But you see, here you need money." He says, "I could hire 5,000 men if I had the money. But Yakara had stolen what little I had." And he says, "I don't have any money." Tom said, "Well, I don't see what help I can be." He says, "Well, that is why I called you, Tom." He says, "I don't know how to tell you this." He said, "Tell what?" He looked at his two Arab friends. He says, "If you wish, Prince Ahmed, we shall leave." He bowed, "Very well." Now it was Prince Ahmed and Tom and the two boys. He says, "Tom," he says, "would you like to have the boys leave?" He says, "No, no." He says, "Whatever you've got to say, He says, they might as well hear it. Very well, Tom. He sat down. His face was very serious, almost frightened. Tom says, what is it, Prince Ahmed? He says, you asked me that it's a hopeless cause if I didn't have money. He says, have you ever heard of the tomb of Mohaba? Tom says, no, not really. It seems to me that there's something about a curse on it. That is correct. You see, Mohaba was a distant relative of mine. It's a custom to bury jewels, diamonds, gold with a body. He says, I plan an expedition with 12 men to the pyramid where the body of Mohaba lies. He says, the money is deservedly mine. If I can get it, I can hire 5,000 men. Tom says, well, if I remember it correctly, though, he says, anyone who has ever tried to enter the tomb of Mohaba died a violent death. Yes, it is known as the curse of Mohaba. Prince Ahmed was telling Tom that he planned to enter the tomb of Mohaba because he needed the money and the jewels and the diamonds to help get a mercenary army to help fight Yakara, because he was almost broke. But he also knew that anyone who entered the tomb of Mohaba died a violent death. He says, Tom, he says, I wouldn't expect anybody to go with me, not even you, unless you want to volunteer. Tom looked at him, he says, well, he said, I came an awful long way. He said, not to go with you. He says, thank you, Tom. He says, that makes two of us. And my two assistants have promised me that makes four. He says, I'll need at least a dozen men. He said, I'll go. Jack said, well, I'll go too. Tom said, now wait a minute. He says, Prince Ahmed, he says, I'm willing to go, but he says, I will not take the boys. He says, they don't need to meet a violent death. He says, that is absolutely forbidden. Jackie said, but Tom, he says, no, Jackie, the answer is no. Prince Ahmed says, all right, very well, Tom. He says, I'm going to go out and ask for volunteers. Do you wish to go with me? He says, sure. So they went out. They sounded the bugle. All the men lined up, hundreds of them. He says, men, I have undertaken a very serious and dangerous mission, and I need, he says, at least 10. Or at least 8 of you to volunteer on a very dangerous mission. He says, I plan to enter the tomb of Mohaba. And as soon as he mentioned that, there was deadly silence. He says, you all know the curse of Mohaba. All of you who will volunteer, so would you please step forward? As he looked up and down the line, not a soul stepped forward. Tom says, well, Prince Ahmed, how many do you really need? He says, 4 couldn't do it. He says, I need 8 at the least. He says, but I'll go alone if necessary. I've made up my mind. Tom says, well, you won't go alone. He said, there'll be 2 of us. Finally, at the far end, Tom says, look. And way down at the other end, a man stepped forward. Finally, another one, and another one, and another one. And finally, he had 8 men step forward. He says, thank you, gentlemen. He says, I would like to see you immediately in my tent. The rest of you are dismissed. They all met in Prince Ahmed's tent. Prince Ahmed says, we will need provisions, food, ropes, picks. He says, I'll assign each group. He says, we'll be ready to leave in the morning. Tom says, how far is it? He says, probably a day's ride, maybe a day and a half. He says, very well. He says, Tom, he says, you and the boys get some rest. You're tired. He says, we'll get an early start. That evening, Tom and the boys were very uncomfortable because Tom knew that this might be his last mission. He said, Tom, he said, why can't I go with you? Jackie says, yeah, Tom, how come we can't go? Tom says, because there's a curse on anyone who enters the tomb of Mahaba. Skeet said, I don't believe it. He says, well, whether you believe it or not, I know that it's true. He says, there isn't a soul alive today who has ever entered that tomb. Skeet said, oh. He said, but Tom, no. Jackie says, Tom, may I say something? He says, all right, Jackie, what do you want to say? He says, well, suppose you leave tomorrow, and you leave us here at camp, and suppose Yakara attacks. What do you think is going to happen to us? Tom never thought of that before. He says, Tom, he says, if I'm going to die, he says, I'd like to die with you if we're going to die. Tom says, well, I'm not planning on it. He said, but what about Yakara? He says, come on, let's go talk to Prince Ahmed. They found Prince Ahmed very busy. He says, Prince Ahmed, may I speak to you just a minute? He said, of course, Tom, what is it? He says, the boys say that if I leave them behind, is there a chance that Yakara might attack? Well, he says, yes, there is, Tom. There's a great possibility. Well, see, we have a problem. He says, if I leave the boys here and Yakara attacks, he says, they're in very grave danger. Prince Ahmed said, and if you take them with us, they're in grave danger. Tom said, well, I would rather have them in grave danger with me than with Yakara. He says, very well, Tom. Very well, if that's what you wish. He says, we'll start early in the morning. It was all settled that the boys would get to go after all. Bright and early in the morning, the boys helped getting the things ready, packing the camels. Most of the men were going to ride horses. They were taking shovels and rope and everything that they needed. And pretty soon, Prince Ahmed looked towards his men. He looked at one of his favorite friends. He said, Ali, he says, you are now in charge. He says, if Yakara should appear, use your good wisdom as what to do. If you feel it is necessary to retreat, retreat. If you feel you must fight, then you fight. He says, my kingdom is now in your hands. Ali looked up. He says, oh, master, he says, Prince Ahmed, he says, may I forbid you not to go to the tomb of Mahaba? He says, no, Ali. He says, this I have made up my mind. He says, I must go. He says, the jewels and the money is rightfully mine. He says, but the spirits do not know that. He says, the curse. He says, thank you for your concern, Ali, but we must be on our way. They started on their way as Prince Ahmed waved last farewell, not knowing whether he'd ever come back to his people. They headed across the desert. As the sun began to get higher in the sky, the desert sands got hotter and hotter. Prince Ahmed kept looking around as if he were looking for somebody. Tom says, Prince Ahmed, what are you looking for? He says, I'm just keeping my eyes open. He says, the desert is swarming with Yakara's men. He says, all they need to do is find out what we're doing and where we're going, and we'll never get there. Oh, I see. As the day progressed, they knew they wouldn't reach there that day. Prince Ahmed ordered camp down inside of a sand dune where they wouldn't be seen. But Tom noticed far out to the north, he kept looking, and the sun was still glistening on the sand in places, and he couldn't see too well. He said, Prince Ahmed, over there to the north, look. Prince Ahmed looked. He said, I see nothing, Tom. He says, what do you think you saw? said, I'm not sure, but I thought I saw a man on a horse. He says, possible. He says, how far away is it? He said, we should reach there in the middle of the afternoon. Tom said, could we travel at night? He says, I would rather not. We need the rest, and we'll need the energy when we get there. So the next afternoon, they were still traveling and looking, and every so often Tom would look in the far distance, and he would maybe even imagine that there was a rider. Anyway, he had a strange feeling they were being watched. Finally, in the distance, Prince Ahmed saw the palm trees. He says, there it is. He says, that's the oasis. We turn north here. He says, we'll go to the oasis later. He says, over the next sand dune, we should see the pyramid. And sure enough, when they got over the next sand dune, they saw this huge pyramid. Tom says, boy, Skeeter and Jackie said, wow-wee. Tom says, what do we do when we get there? He says, well, I'll tell you when we get there. He says, we'll make camp at the base of the pyramids. And finally, when they arrived, the men began to unpack the camels and put up the tents and so forth. They were low on water. The sun was sinking fast. He went over to Tom and rolled out a map. He says, this is the map. He says, we are right here. He says, that big stone right there must come out. Tom says, now? He says, either now or the first thing in the morning. He says, we should see if we have plenty of water. Tom says, would you like for me to go for water? I'd be glad to. He says, yes, Tom. He says, take the canteens and fill them up. He says, it's over the sand dune. You saw it. He says, yes, I know where it is. Tom says, boys,